welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
That quickness. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen to the word of life with Reverend Steve Mensah of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry as he teaches the word of God with simplicity, passion, and understanding.
And now, the Reverend Steve Mensah.
I'm going to share with you 10 things that will happen to you if you don't pray. And out of the 10, I'm going to share 5 with you this week, 5 next week. 10 things that can happen to you when you are not praying. Number one, when you are not praying, you become a confused person. Your life is confused. Most people who say, I'm confused, they are prayerless. Because when you are prayerful, God gives you light. God gives you direction. You don't grope in darkness. You are not with understanding. In the book of Acts chapter 12, reading from verse number 5, Acts 12 number 5, Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. And when Herod would have brought him forth the same night, Peter was sleeping between 2 soldiers, bound with 2 chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. It means the prayer activated the presence of the angel. And the angel came with illumination, came with light. May you have light in your darkness. Anybody whose mind is darkened, understanding is darkened, you are confused. How can you be confused when the year has just started? May prayer bring you light. Say amen. When you are confused, you make wrong decisions. When you are confused, you don't live right because your life is battled with a lot of confusion. Psalm 44 verse 15, he says, my confusion is before me. Psalm 44 verse 15, my confusion is continually before me, and the shame of my face had covered me. When you are not prayerful, you are in confusion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33. It says, 1 Corinthians 14 verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. God is not the author of confusion. Satan is the author of confusion. And when you are prayerless, you are always confused. Say amen. So start the year with prayer. Tell somebody, start the year with prayer. Not movies. Say hallelujah. Osofu Bedidi 1 and 2. Don't start with that. Start with prayer so that you are not confused from the beginning of the year. Number two, when you stop praying, your life is governed by strange happenings. Your life is governed by strange happenings. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. Be sober, Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Be sober. Be vigilant. Vigilant in what? Vigilant in prayer. Because there is an adversary out there who is the devil, roaring like a lion, walking about, seeking. Say seeking. She said, oh, she's looking for a tawamoko. Hallelujah. She's looking for somebody to devour. And devourer can bring strange happenings. A lot of things will start happening around you because there is no hedge around you. Hallelujah. Are you there? Prayer builds you an invisible hedge. Prayer builds a wall around you. Prayerlessness makes you vulnerable. The enemy can attack you from every side. Job chapter 1. You see Job always praying for his children, praying for his family, praying always. Job was a, if you read the story, the book of Job, you see that Job was a very prayerful person. So in verse 9, when the devil came to the Lord, he said to him, then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Look at the next verse. He said, has not thou made an hedge about him and about his house? And about all that he hath on every side, thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Because he was prayerful. He was also always praying, making burnt sacrifices. Prayer will build a hedge and a wall around you and your family. Are you there? So now the church is preparing to go to prayer convocation so that the year will start with you with good things happening to you, not strange things. Hallelujah. Because the devil is roaring, moving, seeking whom he may devour. May he bypass your house. May there be no strange visitations in your house. Your prayer will deploy legions of angels over your house, over your children, and they will come with flaming sword. These are not worshiping angels. These are warring angels who are coming with swords and spears to do battle on your behalf. Are you there? To do battle. But when you are prayerless, you don't deploy angels. It was when the church was praying that an angel was sent to Peter in prison. It was when Daniel was praying that an angel was sent. Anytime you hear angels coming down, it means prayer is involved. A prayerless person is a vulnerable person. A prayerless person has opened the door for the enemy's attack. When brethren have come and they have moved and they have gone to Mampong and people are praying and praying, where will you be? Where will you be? Say amen. Where will you be? Watching fashion, watching something, watching part one, part two, Kokrobite part one and two, watching things, visiting friends. When people are praying, chain prayer from 6 a.m. till Saturday morning, 6 a.m., ask somebody, where will you be? At work, in somebody's house, watching a movie on your laptop, watching Quantico. Say amen. Playing games, going to watch Ebo White play. What's the name of some of his place? Banana and Cranuts. It's a good play though. I haven't seen it, but I hear it's nice. But there's time for watching play. There's also time for praying. Hallelujah. There was one movie they showed. They said, did you hear that one? I didn't understand it, but it was the thing entered my head. It's nice. There's time for that. Now there's time for prayer. Hallelujah. When you don't also pray, you become powerless. You become what? Powerless. A prayerless person is a powerless person. Your prayer, the Bible said that, he that prays in an unknown tongue builds up himself, edifies himself. And the Bible says that in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Which means there are wiles of the devil. Say amen. So put on the whole armor of God. And then it talks about the armor, the breastplate, the shield of faith, breastplate of righteousness, this and that, dress up properly. And then in verse 18, he says, praying always with all kinds of prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying always. So as for prayer, dear, it is for life. Say amen. And to begin the year means to start with prayer. That is why the church has organized prayer convocation, to give you an opportunity to pray. When you pray with those who are praying, you pray more than when you are praying alone. Hallelujah. So when people have come and gone, they are praying, and for some strange reason, you are not able to come, wherever you are or you may be in tune in prayer during Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And force yourself to come. Transport is free. Accommodation is free. Just bring money to buy your own food and bring offerings. And then stand on your feet and do. Some of you haven't done 30 minutes prayer before on your own. On your own. 30 minutes per day. Easy. 1 hour on your own. Karabaya, karabaya, herebaya, herebaya, karabaya, 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 karabaya. After 15 minutes, they say, Charlie, ready, on your own, you are tired. Enemy has attacked your mind. Everything. I pray. Honey, can I have ice water, please? Every time you throw it, I dry. I'm not telling my mind, I dry. Then you drink ice water. So drink ice water. I'm not starting a TV show. Maybe my mother says, TV show. The babies are crying. You see your 13-year-old frying an egg in the kitchen. It all this. So leave the comfort of your house and be in the camp. And when you are praying with people who are praying, you are forced to pray for a long time. Amen. So that you become powerful. So that when you stand and you say things like, I take authority over every spirit that wants to attack my home, you are speaking with authority because you have built up yourself in prayer. But when you are only reading prayer in a prayer book, a morning devotion prayer, it is not prayer. It's not prayer at all. You are reading it. But you must pray yourself. See, I hear you. You must pray yourself. Don't start the year just with plans. New Year resolution. I want to do this. This year I want to travel. This year I want to do my master's. This year I want to do this. This year I want to do my PhD. This year I want to start my house. This year I want to marry. This year I want to. They are all good. Now you must, after you have laid all these plans,
You must back these plans with what? With prayer. Otherwise, the enemy will attack it. And you will not see the fruits thereof. Say amen. The horses have been prepared for battle. But victory is of the Lord. May the Lord give you victory. I say, may the Lord give you victory. I should pray. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah. So, when you pray, you become powerful. Any man of God you know who is very powerful. People say that there are these prophets who are very powerful. The reason why you say they are powerful is because they are very prayerful. I know a very small prophet. He prays 16 hours all by himself. He fasts 21 days dry and prays 8 hours, 9 hours, 10 hours. So the guy is sharp. The guy is powerful. Say amen. There are people who have been Christians for 10 years and they are weaklings. Weaklings. Don't start on a weak note this year. Start on the strength of prayer. Say, I hear you. Number four. I'm doing five. Number four. When you are prayerless, when you don't pray, demons attack you easily. Demons attack you because they know that you are not hot. The Bible says in the book of Matthew 12:43, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he says, it means demon can speak, I will return, it means they have a will, into my house from whence I came, it means they knew where they occupied. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, prayerless, empty, swept, and garnished. What's the meaning of the word garnished? Google it right now. Garnished. It means what? Decorated. Garnished. Swept. Clean. No prayer. No word. No fasting. Then he says, look at what he says, look at what he does. Then he goeth and taketh with himself 7 other spirits more wicked than himself. It means that demons have the ability to recruit. And demons can tell weak demons and powerful demons. It means demons are very intelligent. They live a person's life. Sometimes when people come for deliverance, come out, come out, come out. You see people rolling and everything. And then demons, spirits, bad spirits, they leave you. And then they go and walk in waterless, dry places. Then they say, oh, I shall return. There is a trot that says, Henry, I shall return. I will return. Then he comes. And when he comes, he sees that the place where they left is swept, clean, decorated, garnished. Nothing is happening. No prayer. The person is at ease in Zion. They say, hey, I was here alone and they cast me out. Now I'm not coming here alone. Then he goes to recruit. Hey, people, demons, come. Then they assemble. Let me see. I want powerful ones. You are recruited. You, demon of sickness. This is cancer. This is bad things. This is, you know, you are a killer. You are wicked. Okay, 7 of you. Let's go. Cruise, let's go. Then they come and then they enter. They enter a man who is prayerless. A woman who is prayerless. They come and occupy. Look at the Bible says that. And the state of that person will be worse than before. Oh, did you read the scripture very well? When a place is swept, a place is garnished and is empty. No fire. No prayer. No Bible study. No church service. Only church service like I said, first Sunday, Christmas, and 31st. No Bible reading. So that is why sometimes a person is healed, delivered, and then after some time, the demons come and repossess the person. Remember, demons are very intelligent. They can tell who is faking. They can tell who is full of the spirit, and then who is also lying. That is why the seven sons of Sceva, when they came and they wanted to cast a demon out, the demon said, "Ah, Paul, I know." And Jesus said, "Oh, you, who are you? You people, who are you? You are powerless people. You are casting us out. You are powerless." They pounce on them and beat them and wounded them and send them away. It means demons can tell people who are paperweights, and a prayerless person is a paperweight. You are nicely dressed, but you are paperweight. You have a big Bible, but you are paperweight. You have a big house and drive a big car, but spiritually, you are not growing. You are empty. You are swept because you are prayerless. You read prayer. You read prayer. Who reads prayer? Pray! Stand on your feet alone and pray 30 minutes. And pray 1 hour every day. Say amen. And beloved, whether you know it or you like it or not, there are demons who are after you. Who will wish that you are disgraced. You are put to shame. Mike Murdoch said, when the devil wants to destroy somebody, they plant a bad person in that person's life. So sometimes somebody can be planted into your life. And the purpose of the planting is to destroy you. But because you are prayerless, the person is able to use the weapons against you. That is why a small house girl, a witch, can come to a house and can breathe confusion into the house. And the people can detect. You see husband and wife fighting with cutlasses and bottles. You see children also fighting with watchman. You see bad things happening. And you see the small girl, 12-year-old. Or your brewapa, I don't know who 12-year-old. No TV or all proper. To say innocent girl. Let me probably bring me prime baby. Or proper, but the person is carrying a wicked spirit. But because you the head of the family, you are prayerless. You can't see anything. You can't see anything. You don't know where the confusion is coming from. You have invited sometimes the people we bring into our homes. You know, they carry bad spirits. But when the place is hot, Korabaya, Herabaya, 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 Bon said, "Who is Iran? Who is Iran? Who is Iran? Who is Iran? To be in Iran? Make come, Papa. Make come, Mami. Mufami come, Mikro." It's because there is fire in the house. Nobody with a bad spirit can survive in a praying house. But when your house is decorated with flowers, pictures of yourself with Kufuor, pictures with yourself with Don Mahama, and you have decorated a place, everything, sound system, flat screen, smart TV, 3D, but the house is prayerless. You realize that before you realize, the decorations are there, but people are dying in the house. Bad things are happening because demons have invaded the house. Oh, are you there or you have gone somewhere? Yeah. Your house looks nice, but the house is empty. Spiritually, it's empty. And demons can tell an empty house. And they can tell when somebody's life is on fire. You are roaming around all over the place. They say the church is going out to go and pray. Where will you be? Where will you be? You are with your boyfriend. What are you doing there? In your boyfriend's house when we are praying. When we are praying on the mountain, you are wearing shorts, watching pornographic movie in your boyfriend's house. Why won't demons come and enter into you? Why won't demons come and enter into you? Say amen. Hey, they say we are praying. Oh, they say we are going to, they say the church is going to, this man, some lighthouse, baby. Let me to be called, but man, then my man come on to press me. Kuriaba. You're a joker. You're mocking God. My brother, leave the boy and come to the mountain. Leave the girl. Leave your home. Carry your things. Pack your bags. And come and spend time. 12 hours. Out of the 12 hours or 24 hours of prayer, how many hours can you pray? The whole thing is 24 hours. You, how many hours? 3 hours? 4 hours? 6 hours? 12 hours! You are taking time to pray about your relationship. I pray about your constant fighting with your wife. You are praying about your work. You are praying about your factory. You are praying about the workers. You are praying about it. There are so many things. So you are serious. You are praying. And the Lord is in heaven watching you. How you are seriously praying. He said, angels, 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 move, move now, move now, move now, move now. You see angels deploy. Because incense of prayer is coming to heaven. When we are praying, we go to a friend.
Hey, this is New Year. Namu ni a friend is saying, men can you fufu any double double nabo? And I say, move fat beer, but I could chalk it in my wife. Now, nipa huye na, that can be a shit. Move fat good, but I could chalk it in my wife. And I'm face who on Kuma or from Kuma by three for some man. Why? And now, more Pamwai, power hall from Abetifi Pamwai, move you all. Move on, who's talking to my boy? Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, Nipa bread. The year has started, and Nipa bread. And Timoyo, who made it then? Yeah, Mufa and Krantinampa, obviously, Bola, Bola, and Asan, but Mufa and Krantinampa, three Mufa and Chalky, Nkrumanus, Mamwai. When people are praying, you are ordering beer and then Krantinam. God bless you. Yeah. As I'm talking, and that's what people are going to behave Thursday, Friday. Even if you can't come, look, even if you can't come, wherever you are, remember that the whole church is praying. So wherever you are, be in tune with the Spirit. In your bedroom, put up the TV. Your brethren are on the mountains. You two lie on your bed. You couldn't go because of your husband, because of where you live, because of whatever. Because of that, you couldn't come. But in the house, you are in tune. Whatever blessings they are getting on those mountains, I also want to get it in my house. Here in Jolu. Praise the Lord. Don't just be walking around. Don't just be with friends. Then you are going to watch things. Then you are going to movies. When people are praying, kaya baya, kaya baya, kaya baya. Where would you be? Where would you be? Say amen. I will return to the house I came from. May demons not return to their house. Anybody who has been exorcised of demons will bind the spirit from coming back. And lastly, the person who doesn't pray doesn't hear from God. When you don't pray, you can't hear from God. You can't hear from God. Because prayer is talking to God and God talking back to you. So when you don't talk to God, how does God talk to you? How does God talk to you? All my children, everybody is going to some type of school. So everybody is in his room. Then you have to come to my bedroom and tell me when you are going to school and what you need. Then I'll reply. Now if you are mumu in your room and you are on your phone, and you are talking of, and you don't come and tell me that my school is 3 days ahead. Daddy, these are the list of things I need. You don't talk to me. I will not talk back to you. So if you don't talk to God, how does God talk back to you? You have to say it. You have to request. You have to talk to Him. And then He will send you a reply. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 7. We see. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation that was given unto me. A thorn
in a tongue was given to me in my flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Look at Paul. The next verse says that, next verse, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, pray three times, that it might depart from me. And he said to me, God said to me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. It was when Paul prayed, was wondering why a messenger of Satan was sent to buffet him, that the Lord spoke to him. My grace! He heard it clearly. It is in your crisis, in your desperado, in your moment of crisis, when you are praying, that the Lord will give you an answer to your problems. That the Lord will tell you why such and such is happening to you. But when you don't pray, you don't hear. You hear from friends. You hear from radio stations. You hear from parliamentarians, trotro meats and sellers of Hebrew. But when you don't pray, you don't hear from God. Your ability to hear depends upon your ability to pray. So this week, if you don't pray, five things are happening to you. You'll be confused. You'll be a confused person. But may you not become confused. Say amen. Say hallelujah. May strange things not happen to you. We bind strange things from happening to you. May you become powerful. Say amen. We deny demons from entering your life. And may you hear from God.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055. +233 26 767 6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.